Yo, don't touch that dial, cause you're digitally wired to the Entertainment Chill Show Radio with a cultural difference.
Calling all advertisers. Calling all advertisers. Here's an opportunity you definitely don't want to miss. Courtesy of the Entertainment Trail. Entertainment Trail presents its small business promotion campaign with over 6,000 subscribers and followers on our pages and thousands more at our fingertips. We at Entertainment Trail are offering you all a special promotional package for a whopping low cost of 12,000 Jamaican dollars or 80 US dollars. This campaign aims to increase traffic and sales for your organization's social media pages. Here are some super benefits: promoting your business, product, or services using Facebook and Instagram, displaying your business brochure or flyer on ET Jam pages, a month's sponsorship on the Entertainment Trail Radio Show podcast. And here's something extra special: for 3,000 Jamaican dollars or 20 US more, 10-minute promotional interview. If interested, please feel free to WhatsApp ET Jam at 876-596-6320, 876-596-6320, or you can also email us at entertainmenttrailja@gmail.com for more information. Entertainment Trail, the home where culture comes alive.
We make it clap.
Entertainment Trail Show is now available on your favorite podcast platforms.
Shut the front door.
To listen and subscribe, check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Outcast FM, Anchor.fm, Podcast Player, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Entertainment Trail Show, the home where cultures come alive.
Entertainment Trail, the home where culture comes alive.
Look at Kingston Harbor, how they polluted with waste,
destroying our lives and natural beauty.
Look how they polluting, polluting the environment.
Them a pollute the place with all of them waste. Me no want litter bug around me. Them a pollute the place with all of them waste. Me no want litter bug around me.
Good afternoon, good morning, good night, wherever you are in the world, listening to the Entertainment Trail Show right here with yours truly, Shabba Moschino. You people, I'm telling you, with a wonderful show lineup for you guys today, as per usual. And we're going to drop some festival song on you for this week, as well as some reggae song. You know that we're in reggae month, people. You know, Bob Marley month, Dennis Brown month, Derek Harriott month. You know, I think Chris Brown as well, Sean Kingston, all the reggae artists who bless themselves on this month. So big up on yourself and have a blessed birthday, belated current birthday, and future birthday to come in this reggae month. And you know that reggae month is also Black History Month as well. And right here on the Entertainment Trail this week, we'll be dropping an interview with Tristan Leng, the public relations coordinator from JCDC. That's the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, you know, the hub of Jamaica culture. So we'll be talking to her a bit later on in the program, but right now we'll be dropping some Standing the Turbine, you know, on you guys, one of the festival song from back in the days as well. So we're gonna drop some music on you guys and give you some small song from the 80s and the 90s, you know, and then we'll get into that interview. But definitely it's reggae month right here on Entertainment Trail. And for those who have listened to the last episode of the Entertainment Trail, where we look at the dancehall music, is it becoming more tolerant, or basically some person say dancehall like it's soft? So that interview went well, and we have part two of that one coming up as well. So stick and stay to the Entertainment Trail to hear when that will be. So right now we're getting back to some music, and stick and stay to the Entertainment Trail. It's your boy Shabba Moschino. Soon come.
You're listening to Shabba Moschino. Keep it
locked. Them a pollute the place with all of them waste. Me no want little bug around me. Me no go, me no skin up.
I know nothing.
The things are going about ya. Me no go, me no skin up.
I know nothing.
Watch how you flex period. All the people who sell rare,
never litter the place.
For me no one little bug destroy the place and turn it into disgrace. Life is just for living, enjoying every way.
And
before it's finished. Make we have fun.
Look at our island, how they polluted with waste,
destroying our lives and natural beauty.
Them a pollute the place with all of them waste. Me no want little bubble run. Them a pollute the place with all of them waste. Me no want little bubble run. Me no go, me no skin up. I know no things are going bout ya. Me no go, me no skin up. I don't know. Watch how you flex, baby. Them a pollute the place with all of them waste. Me no want little bubble run. Me no in my mind. Them a pollute the place with all of them waste. Me no want little bubble run.
Chava Moschino.
This is Uno Jama from Roots Radicals representing for Chava Moschino. Big up yourself, you are listening to Entertainment Trap.
Thank you.
Samantha on the radio. You're listening to Shabba Moschino. Keep it locked on the Entertainment Trail.
I'm a banjolika, I'm a son of the sun. I love the sea, I love the sun, Lord, I love this land. Don't matter where I go, Jamaica is my home. I love the girls, coconut water and white rum. I hear some people say they are going away, but if I even leave, I won't be going away to stay. I'm a born Jamaica, I'm a son of the soil. I love the sea, I love the sun, Lord, I love this land. Don't matter where I go, Jamaica is my home. I love the girls, coconut water and white rum.
I am a born Jamaican, I am a son of the soil. Wonderful song there, wonderful song. The people, hope you guys have been enjoying the selection thus far. We play some wonderful Jamaica Festival song. And those songs were also winners of the competition. And you know that all the open entries for the Festival Song competition is currently open and will be closed on the 28th of February. So for those who haven't gotten their song as yet, you still have time to do so. So we're going for a break, and when we come back, we'll be speaking to Kristen Wang from JCDC, and we'll be getting more information as it relates to the entries for the various competitions. So stick and stay. Remember to go on Facebook as well and follow us on Entertainment Trail. That's on Facebook, as well as Instagram at The Entertainment Trail Radio Show. So we'll soon come back, going for a break.
I love the sun, Lord, I love the sun. Don't matter where I go, Jamaica is my home. I love the girls, coconut water and white rum. I love the girls, coconut water and white rum. I love the girls, coconut water and white
rum. Entertainment Trail Show is now available on your favorite podcast platforms.
Shut the front door.
To listen and subscribe, check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Outcast FM, Anchor.fm, Podcast Player, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Mm-hmm. Entertainment Trail Show, the home where cultures come alive.
Yeah, we're kinda important for real.
Tuned in to the Entertainment Trail with your one and only
Shabba Moschino.
Bam bam, what a bam bam. I wanted to know that I am the man who fights for the right.
All right, good afternoon again, listeners. Welcome back to the Entertainment Trail Show. And as I promised, I have an interview lineup here with Kristen Lang from JCDC, the public relation coordinator. Yes, and we're going to talk to her about what's going on at JCDC and Nowhere in Reggae Month, Black History Month. So see what we can get as well about those two topics. So good day, Kristen. Welcome. I should say welcome back to the Entertainment Trail Show. It's been a while.
Thank you for having me. Yes, it's been a minute. Mm-hmm. It's been a minute, but you know, we're out here working.
Yeah, definitely. Outside, no.
Yes.
Alright, so what's going on at JCDC? Entries, are those entries open? What's going on? Anything new?
What's talk to me? What's going on at JCDC at this moment?
Well, currently we have all of our competitions open for Jamaica's 60 or Diamond Jubilee, you know, that cycle, that competition cycle. Yes. Every year we put on these competitions that encompass the performing arts, the visual arts, the entertainment arts, the unique arts, you know, culinary arts. We have all of these competitions that we host every year. And this year it's going to be even more exciting, even more grand, you know, because it's Jamaica 60. Yeah. So it's time to celebrate. And, you know, so all our competitions are open now. Competitions that we currently have open. And I can give you the closing date, same time, so persons know when to get their entries by. We have the Festival Song Competition, which closes at the end of this month on the very last day of Reggae Month, which is Monday, February 28th. Yes. Right, so that's when Festival Song closes. Then we have Gospel Star, and Gospel Star is a newer competition. It's actually a rebrand of the Jamaica Gospel Song Competition, which served for over three decades. Wow. You know, and is a household name. Yeah, Gospel Song is a household name, especially in Christian homes. You know, persons know the competition, they look out for their potential gospel artists coming out of the competition each year. And so last year we decided to rebrand the competition to the Jamaica Gospel Star Competition, which is now more of an elimination based TV show. You know, and persons will come on and sing their favorite gospel songs, and we're looking really for the next vocal talent, you know, the next shining star that is here for Jamaican gospel music. So the Gospel Star Competition, yeah, it closed on April 15th. Then we have Miss Jamaica Festival Queen Competition, and Festival Queen, everybody knows Festival Queen. A colleague of mine said to me, if it's one competition you can root for somebody in, right, you can just go all out, it's Festival Queen, because each parish queen represents her parish. You know, she comes to the national finals and she's representing her parish, and once you're Jamaican, you must come from a parish. And even if you're not first generation Jamaican, your parents come from a parish, so you have someone representing.
Definitely.
So, yeah, so Festival Queen, that closes on March 18th.
Okay.
And we have our visual arts competition, which closes on March 31. And again, that's another household name for all of our visual artists. You know, they work towards each year. They put out their best work. And this year, the pieces were amazing. Pieces are actually still on display at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston. So the 2021 pieces are still on display.
Wow, not long display, man.
Yes, well, the exhibition started in December.
Okay.
The exhibition started in December and it runs until March. So, you know, they are getting, they have a nice display period, and we invite persons all the time, especially, you know, people want family activities. Yes, it's near, or we hope it's nearer to the end of the pandemic, so places seem to be opening up, but you know, a lot of places still aren't back to their full capacity. A lot of the fun events that we're used to are, you know, they're not happening at the rate that we're used to. And so this, the exhibition, you know, that's happening at the Jamaica Conference Center, the visual arts exhibition, is an opportunity for families to go out, you know, take in the artists, take in, and it's artwork ranging from children right up to adults, you know. So but there's something for everybody. And you know, the conference center is nice and big and spacious, lots of breeze flowing through, so you don't have to worry about, you know, huddling up with people in COVID times and stuff. So that is one of our popular competitions, and entries close for that on March 31.
Okay.
Then we have our creative writing competition. And again, I'm telling you see, once you're an artist, once you're a creative, and once you're a Jamaican creative, you know the JCDC, you know the competition's coming up, you know, persons are just waiting to hear when they open, when entries close. So these are all our competitions are staples, you know, for our local creatives. But they, even as staples, they are still very impactful. You know, they get the entrance out there because people know what it means to have a medal or a trophy or, you know, a certificate from JCDC stating that you are the best in your art field, you know, in your field.
Definitely.
Of art. it means something. So our creative writing competition closes on March 31, and then our culinary arts competition will close on May 13.
Okay.
And of course, for the National Festival of the Performing Arts, which is that is if not the most popular.
That is a big thing. That's a big thing, man. That's a big thing.
The big thing. Decades and decades of people going to Kingston to dance in festival, singing festival, performing festival. This is the festival, right?
Definitely.
And so that includes dance, drama and theater, music, speech and traditional folk forms. And entries close for the performing arts on March 14th.
Okay.
Right. Nice. So those are we have open this year for Jamaica 60. Yeah, man. We're looking forward to persons turning in their entries as soon as possible as well. You know, the earlier the better. And we encourage persons to go to our website because all our entries are online. Mm-hmm. Like it's COVID, you know, so all our entries are online. And entry for our competitions, all of them, with the exception of Festival Song, the entries are free. Right.
Okay, so for the festival song, competition, you pay a cost.
Right. So the festival song competition is a professional competition, and so we charge a minimal entry fee of $1,000 Jamaican.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that's not too much, right?
Not at all. I get if you're intended at top 10, you get big clout as well too. So that's nothing.
Big clout, big exposure. You know. Mm-hmm. I think it's very much worth the $1,000 entry fee. So, but with the exception of Festival Song, all of our other competitions are free to enter, and you enter all of our competitions on the JCDC's website, which is jcdc.gov.jm. Once you pull up the website, the first thing you see is a big banner that says, you know, entries for the 2022 competitions. You just click on that. You just click on that, it takes you directly to our competition page, to our entry page, and you know all the competitions are listed there, so you can select there which competitions you want to enter. And we encourage persons to enter as many as possible, right? Because Jamaicans are multi-talented.
Yes, and definitely. So they're basically saying that persons can enter into more than one category. So if they are a writer, they can enter a writer, a singer.
More than one category.
Okay, nice. That's beautiful. So persons can get a chance.
Quarters of my friends can sing, dance, cook, draw, paint, write, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And they can do all of these things. And all of the competitions are there to open. And I know persons have their works produced already. Persons have things. You're an artist and you have artwork put down. And you're like, oh, you know, I would love to display this to the world. I'd love for persons to see it. But how do I get it out there? Enter into our competition. Because when you enter into our competition, it's a brilliant piece. You know, it gets medaled, or, you know, we get a certificate. And then it's in our exhibition. And just like that, your artwork is exhibited. Wow. You know, you have a poem or a short story that you wrote and it means so much to you and you would love to share it with the world. You would love to get it out there. Enter it into our competition. Because the creative writing competition also has an exhibition. And all of our pieces that receive medals or certificates are in that exhibition as well. You know, you get your work professionally assessed, you know, by our adjudicators. And our adjudicators are industry experts for all of our competitions. We only choose the best of the best to be our jury. Yeah, right, so you're getting real professional feedback.
All right, so in a sense, to give these guys some more motivation, could you just give them a highlight, like a quick rundown of some of the persons then who have passed through JCDC competitions? You know, because some people may think that maybe the first time they're hearing about these competitions, are they saying, "Chuck, because JCDC, maybe not much now going on for me." So tell us about some of the persons who have gone and achieved great success after entering the JCDC competition.
If I am to tell you the persons who achieved great success after entering the JCDC competitions, I would list the name of every single known creative in Jamaica. There is not one that I have met or come in contact with who has not been a part of the JCDC competitions, who have not received training as an entrant from us, professional training, who have not, you know, gotten some type of exposure. And I mean, you name the person and I can tell you which competition they were in. You go.
You name the person. All right, Jenny.
Miss Jamaica Festival Queen.
Wow, look at that. Look at that. I know recently, Buju Bantan.
Buju Bantan Festival Song.
Don't you hear it.
Festival Song again.
Dele
and
Harris.
Most of, even Bob Marley entered the Festival Song competition. Dele Harris was a past Festival Queen. Crystal Tomlinson was a past Festival Queen. Almost all of our visual artists, any known visual artists in Jamaica, they've also entered the visual arts competitions.
What about the writers?
The writers as well. Mm-hmm. The writers as well. You name them. All of our... Listen. The JCDC has been around for this... 2023 coming up will make 6 decades that the JCDC has been in existence. It will make 6 decades that the JCDC has been impacting culture. 6 decades that we have been unearthing the talent of our Jamaican nationals. Mm-hmm. So, you have any... inch of creativity in you and you've put that on display in the past 6 decades, I know you'd have entered a JCDC competition or it would have touched you in some way. Definitely. And even persons who can say, you know, well, I entered this major competition, I entered that one, let me tell you, yeah, man, me go festival when me in a primary school, me go dance in a festival, me go there, you know. So yeah, it has definitely touched the lives of the majority of Jamaican creatives.
Nice. Loving to hear that. And for those who are just joining us, you are listening to The Entertainment Trail with yours truly, Sean Moskin, and we're speaking with Kristen Ling from JCDC. So, Kristen, as it relates to Jamaica 16, what are some of the events persons can look forward to? Because I think this is a big year, Diamond Jubilee and all those nice stuff. So, what can we look forward to? I mean, it's not supposed to be normal.
It's not gonna be normal at all. Listen, it is the, as the year unfolds, you will see more and more surprises and more excitement, right? It's a really exciting period. It's our Diamond Jubilee. We're going all out in all of our competitions. So what I can say that persons can look forward to, of course, an amazing independence lineup as per usual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of our events this year we're trying hybrid approach, or as hybrid as possible based on the government protocols, government social distancing protocols. You know, they change as we navigate our way through the pandemic. You know, things are getting more relaxed, and so we look forward to more relaxing of these protocols and seeing how we can better incorporate, you know, a minimal live audience for some of our events, you know. But everything will be online either way, so persons here in Jamaica, persons in the diaspora can take in the full independence lineup. Of course, it's going to include, you know, the finals of our competitions, the end product, the end results. You know, all of our creatives would have participated in the competitions throughout this year. The best of the best will be on display during the independence period. Currently, we have Reggae Month going on, and of course, Reggae Month for Jamaica 60, that's not normal. You know, we have Reggae Month for Haiti. and it is fully virtual. One or two events will have a minimal audience.
Yes.
One or two events will have a minimal vaccinated audience, again in keeping with the government's protocols, social distancing protocols. So, you know, we have Reggae Month happening right now, and of course that is large, that is live. We have Reggae Month TV, which airs daily. It begins on 6 p.m. each day in the week. 6 p.m. on weekdays and 4:30 p.m. on the weekends, and that is on the JCDC's Facebook and or YouTube, as well as on the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sports Facebook, as well as PBCJ and Jam Vision for persons who are here in Jamaica who are listening to the program and have access to free-to-air TV. So we are also on TV at these times, you know, and it's just been great. It's just been phenomenal. So we look forward to a year full of activities. Every single quarter of the year that, you know, we normally have some cultural niceness is just going to be escalated and elevated this year. So when it comes to Heritage Time and Heritage Week, you know, you can expect a whole heap of bununus and niceness, right?
Wow, that sounds wonderful. That definitely sounds wonderful. So as it relates to, so do we have a like an ambassador for this year, a cultural ambassador?
For Jamaica 60, we are incorporating some new social media cultural ambassadors, right? Because of how the world is going, everybody's on socials now. This is how we reach our audience. This is how we reach the public. This is how we get everyone excited about what's happening. You know, everything is just supposed to be a click away. And so we've incorporated... Yeah, we've incorporated some known social media persons to be our ambassadors. And again, as the year rolls out, you know, we're going to hint at and reveal a few more coming up into independence. So, you know, it's like, we'll let you know one now, we'll let you know one a little bit more. So, currently, we have Julie Mango.
Yes.
She signed in January.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And we are so excited to have her, you know. So we have Julie Mango, and we also have Dirty Berry. Roshane, Dirty Berry. Everybody loves Dirty Berry, right across
the
And so these are persons who are working with us throughout the year to get the information out there, to let the public know, you know, what is happening. They're gonna do their regular video roundup and their funny videos and all of that, so persons can look out for their content to find out what is happening with Jamaica 60 and how we're celebrating.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I love that. I like how you guys are incorporating, I guess what they would call the new media into the whole fold, you know, because, you know, that's what will reach the masses. For persons, just to remind persons, to where they can find out information about the entries, give them the website, the social media sites, and any phone numbers or anything that they could contact.
Okay, so to get in contact with the JCDC, to find out about our competitions, to find out about our events, to find out, you know, where you can view our content, all of that, you go to the JCDC's website, and that is jcdc.gov.jm, so jcdc.gov.jm, and we have information there. We also have entries, that's so you enter our competitions there on the JCDC's website. For everything else, you need to follow us on social media, you know. Okay. And everything on our socials is just a click away, just one click away. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and for both of those the handle is at JCDC Jamaica, right? So whether you're on Instagram or Twitter, it's at JCDC Jamaica. Then on YouTube, we are JCDC Jamaica 1, and our YouTube is a wealth of culture, a wealth. Every event that we have had since the pandemic that has been streamed, or, you know, once it was recorded, it is on our YouTube. And we also have events prior to that that are on our YouTube. So if you want to take in, whether it's a training session, so, you know, we would have had workshops, because that's a part of the JCDC's mandate.
Yes.
To train our participants. So if you want to take in some of our creative writing workshops or other workshops, culinary workshops, etc., that's on our YouTube page. If you want to take in the events, if you want to take in the National Independence lineup for last year, the Festival Queen, the Festival Song, all of these final shows, all of these events are on our YouTube. You know, you can watch them again and again and again. And I'm going to tell you the truth, sometimes when I'm working, you know, we're out here working.
Definitely.
Sometimes when I am working, I will just have a YouTube playlist of JCDC events playing in the background. Just one after the other, you know, just pulling back on all of this cultural wealth that we have there. So, you know, we're on YouTube, and of course our Facebook has just as much information, just as much excitement, just as much entertainment. So on Facebook, we are Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, and we're also Jamaica Cultural Development Commission on LinkedIn, right? Okay. So follow us, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and of course, come to our YouTube, subscribe, and take in all of the videos, you know? For Reggae Month, we're encouraging persons to go to the App Store or the Google Play Store, so that's the App Store for Apple or Google Play Store, and download the Reggae Month Jamaica app for free. Absolutely free, and it has all of the events that are happening in Reggae Month. It gives you a daily update. These are the events happening today. This is where you can watch them. This is what to expect. This is what is coming up. These are the promoters of the event. All of that information is on the Reggae Month app for persons who want to get in contact with promoters who want to make the lineup for next year. All of that is there. So we encourage persons to go to the Reggae Month Jamaica, go to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store to download the Reggae Month Jamaica app and to follow us on JCDC social media handles. You know, we have the information, we have the culture, we have it over here. So come over here to where we are.
All right. Thank you so much, Kristen. I really appreciate all of that information, and I hope all the listeners will run now. So maybe see a flood of entries coming in now. So thank you so much for joining me today on the Entertainment Trail. Really do appreciate it. I always enjoy interviewing the Hub of Jamaica Culture, you know, JCDC. So thank you so much again, and bless up on a good and well sweet bonus Jamaica 60.
thank you for having me, and thank you, shout out to all of your listeners. I'm sending them my blessings.
All right, thank you so much, appreciate that.
So put your hand in the ear and praise him. Our pretty little island, praise him. For the love in the nation, praise him. Let all the people praise him. Go down on your knees and praise him. For the pretty little children, praise him. For our national heroes, praise him. Let all Jamaicans praise him.
Calling all advertisers. Calling all advertisers. Here's an opportunity you definitely don't want to miss. Courtesy of the Entertainment Trail. Entertainment Trail presents its small business promotion campaign. With over 6,000 subscribers and followers on our pages and thousands more at our fingertips, we at Entertainment Trail are offering you all a special promotional package for a whopping low cost of 12,000 Jamaican dollars or 80 US dollars. This campaign aims to increase traffic and sales for your organization's social media pages. Here are some super benefits: promoting your business, product, or services using Facebook and Instagram, displaying your business brochure or flyer on ET Jam pages, a month's sponsorship on the Entertainment Trail Radio Show podcast. And here's something extra special: for 3,000 Jamaican dollars or 20 US more, 10-minute promotional interview. If interested, please feel free to WhatsApp ET Jam at 876-596-6320, 876-596-6320, or you can also email us at entertainmenttrailja@gmail.com for more information. Entertainment Trail, the home where culture comes alive.
You're tuned in to the Entertainment Trail with your one and only
Shabba Moschino.
It's true. Watch me now. Love you like a fresh vegetable. So tell me if you love Tony Rebel. Me love you like a fresh vegetable. So tell me if you love Tony Rebel. Because you want to let me roll me, you want me say down lovely, the two and we are one. Go and I love you girl, and me can't get over to, so let me tell you something where you want to know. Love your life.
Welcome back to all to the Entertainment Trail Show. It's your boy Shabba Moschino, and definitely we're having a wonderful show so far, and I hope you guys enjoyed that interview earlier with Kristen Leng from JCDC, and I hope you gather all the information you need to be the next star coming out of JCDC competition. So remember to go to the website jcdc.gov.jm to get more information on the entries. And remember people, the festival song competition final festival song competition entry will be closed on the 28th of this month, so you have a few days to go. You know, you have a couple more days to go, roughly about 11 more days or something like that, yeah, if I can count right. But people, big up on yourself, and thanks for tuning in to the Entertainment Trail. Really appreciate it. Remember to go over there on Instagram and follow us at the Entertainment Trail Radio Show, and also follow us over there on Facebook at Entertainment Trail. So we're going to play the I Love I Can Feel Rhythm. Enjoy this one by by Tony Rebel, Fresh Vegetable. You know, I'm going to play some more song from this rhythm as well. You know, to big up Reggae Month as well. And to also big up to everyone who have a birth in this month as well. And I want to also big up to the person who gave me the best present in this world, you know, a daughter. So I just want to say big up to Kamar on her birthday tomorrow, you know, February 20th. So big up yourself. You know, enough love, respect. Is it? Big up soon forward, people. Yeah.
So tell me if you love Tony Rebel. Because me know I wanna go me out. Me know I wanna go for come on tear it up. I know I ain't no relationship as a start. I know that I can, so now tell me say me can't. And wish for the way make what fool want. I learned that from me uncle. I learned it from your heart. So girl, I want me and your love to start. And together we must stay together and never part. Cause you're my fresh vegetable. And tell me if you love Tony Rebel. Girl, you are my fresh vegetable. And you will tell me if you love Tony Rebel. This man don't be down. If it is a no, girl, I don't say so. But if it is a yes, I want you say it the best. And you feel, don't forget, you will never regret. I wanna tell you this story live and direct. You are my fresh vegetable. So you feel, tell me if you love Tony Rebel. You are my fresh vegetable. So you feel, tell me if you love Tony Rebel. Hey, come and love you January, love you September. Me love you February, down in October, down in March, and in November, down in April, and in December. You know December, and that a big winter. And every month them time want a lover, so little girl, me I tell you just come closer. If you hug me up tight, you hug me up tight. Cause I am a fresh vegetable. And tell me if you love Tony Rebel. I tell you you're my fresh vegetable. And you for tell me if you love Tony Rebel. Why shall no be car? You want to let me roll me over. Me say don't love me the two. We have a bomb. Me say me control your life. And me can't get over two. And me tell you something you want.
Shabamos Kino.
First time I met you I couldn't forget. Girl, I know I really had to get to you. The first time I met you, I couldn't forget you. Girl, I know I really had to get to you. I saw you down the lane, girl. Whoa, I never called out your name, girl. Whoa, but I know, I know, I know. Get you little girl.
couldn't forget you. Girl, I know I really had to get you. The first time I met you, I couldn't forget you. Girl, I know I really had to get you. I saw you down the lane, girl. Whoa, I never called out your name, girl. Whoa, but I know, girl. Well, I like to see you again, girl. I start to wonder and I start to ponder. I know that I had to inquire.
Hey Shabba Moschino, can you play my song?
Day after day, I must face the world of strangers.
Ooh, the shape of me. And would you believe I have lost the race again? But I'm coming again, cause I just gotta get in. Cause I'm trying to get to you, to you, to you, to break the walls away. Is as obvious as
colors of your hair. And would you believe that I really care? Cause I'm trying to get to you, to you, to you.
Yes, sweet man, we are now at the end of the program, and definitely we have been playing some big hits of this rhythm, Love I Can Feel rhythm, people, and closing out the show with this one from Cutty Ranks and Paris Amon. Yes, me, I said, Tempting to Touch. Big tune. Yes, my sir, people, so enough respect to you guys next week, and thanks for tuning into the Entertainment Trail. Remember to go over there on Instagram and follow us at Entertainment Trail Radio Show. And on Facebook at Entertainment Trail. So see you guys next time.
Yeah, thank you.
When you can go and make you tempt your berries, you must have to get out. You hear?
Yeah. Hey, little girl, each time you pass my way, I'm tempted to touch.
Baby girl, I love him all the diamonds on pearls.
Oh, baby, the dress you wear, your perfume, keep me wanting you so much.
Lord of mercy, I need a very, very band.
Now
any lover with me, warm, you forget, get. 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 I could have party, Marcia, and the one princess. All of them come one fi kiss off me neck. Come run down cut the ranking live and direct. And when me come a dance and say me not take no check. Any lover with me warm, you fi get. Any lover with me warm, you fi get. Any lover with me warm, you fi get. Kill you any lover with me warm, you fi get.
Now I'm gonna make sure.
Yeah, they make you go on tempt you, eh?
The dress you wear, your perfume, keep me wanting you so much.
Well, make sure I forget her.
So much, baby.
Because love is a splendid thing. Don't miss a love come on a catch you to bring. Don't miss a love is a splendid thing. Don't miss a love come on a catch you to bring.
Lord, when you love a woman, me say it is not a sin. Chol Lord and God, me know fi ride the rhythm. Hitch up on the rhythm like a lizard pan a limb. So don't can the rhythm like a tire pan a rim. Took me with a pinch, a charge of a sin. Turned a minute, me proud of me living. Galang cut a rank and you a shock and you a sting. The girl them have a crown me king. Cause any lover with me want, you fi get. Say any lover with me want, you fi get. Any lover with me want, you fi get. Kill you any lover with me want, you fi get.
Now I can't help thinking over you,
baby girl.
Of all the lonely nights that you put me through. Come on baby, let's sit down. Talk about it, close the deal, yeah. Let's close the deal. Hey, good vintage wine, sweet conversation, you and I, that's I, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I go and kiss and hold her and rub her down. Throw away in a house, dress up in a nightgown. Hear the dog outside, stand up on a hound. But listen, cut the rank, me at the talk of the town. Any lover with me warm, you forget. Say any lover with me warm, you forget. Any lover with me warm, you forget. Tell you any lover with me warm, you forget.
Good vintage wine, sweet conversation, it's ideal.
Shabba Moschino.